Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Lol Cow Live. We have a big show this evening. We're going to get the cows on the line. Boogie2988 has serious allegations against him. And we're going to bring on the expert when it comes to... We got the expert on the line, so this should be interesting. Boogie's going to be there, and I told Wings of Redemption if he doesn't show up tonight, he's getting Connored. So he better be here. All right, we're calling the boys now. Unfortunately, they started adding later guests to the program. Now, see, this is, I knew. Hang up, Shoe Nice. You're not on until later. You're coming on later with Blade. The fans want it. Shoe, just hit hang up. Shoe.
starting off right. Oh,
I'm coming off the worst show ever last week. Shoe, you're not going to fuck this up. Hang up. What the fuck? Nick, I swear to God.
Nice, man. Why is it doing that?
Okay. I'm gonna kick Shoe. We'll bring him back later. And obviously we need Boogie here, right? Like we're starting off the show pretty strong here, people. But we do need the Boogie. Let me pull this up and move all this stuff over. Bear with me while I get situated here, people. Okay. Live on the show, we got Tommy, we got Wings, we're waiting on Boogie, and then of course we're gonna get the expert to go over these Boogie allegations. Have you seen this, Tommy?
What, which one? The the allegations? Yeah, sure. I think it's terrible he's cheating on his girlfriend.
That's
awful.
It's
look, he's a lucky guy to have that girl. Look, he's blowing it.
Okay, well, we got squeaky chair. And where the fuck is Boogie?
I don't have much of a voice tonight.
Kidding.
Also, I'll permit the scene.
What the fuck? Boogie just. Who was just talking? What was that?
It's fucking Weeks talk.
I got laryngitis. That's why I didn't show up last week. I don't have a voice.
You're a troop.
Somebody joined the call. I'm sitting here. Get the fuck out of here, Shoe Nice. You're not on until later.
Hey, Boogie.
Shoe Nice, get the fuck out. Dude, Shoe Nice, you got to go. Shoe, you're not on until later. Who added him to the group? God damn it.
That was you not did. Me. I just now got in front
it,
of.
But somebody told me to do it.
I just now got in front of a computer.
Why are you cheating on your girlfriend?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Kick him from the group, please.
You're going to have to kick him.
Well, Jesus. You know, I just read the paying for Black Feet. So, big fan of Black Feet.
Okay. So, Nick, are you here?
Yes.
Okay. So, guys, we got to go over these Boogie allegations. This is...
Yeah.
This is insane. All right. This popped up on the Lolcow Reddit. Let me just read it to you. It says, my experience with Boogie2988. Hey, Reddit, I've been struggling with something for a while now. I finally found the will to express it. It's about an experience I had with Steven, meaning Boogie, of course. For privacy reasons, I won't disclose my face or name, but I feel it's important to speak up, especially for Desi's sake, which is Boogie's child bride. I came across Boogie's Discord name after a live show accident by Keemstar. It was the real Boogie2988. I understand sharing this could appear to be a breach of privacy, but I need to provide the background to show that I'm not lying. I sent him a friend request on Discord without thinking about it. To my disbelief, he added me back a few weeks later, and we began chatting. Our conversation lasted about a month, and for the most part, it was casual and enjoyable. However, towards the end, Steven, aka Boogie, asked me for something that made me feel uncomfortable. When I said this made me feel uncomfortable, he quickly ended the call. Following that, he unfriended me on Discord, and we haven't spoke since. I want to be clear, I have no hate for Boogie. I have lots of respect for his work. What work? He wanted to mow his lawn. And, and looked up to him prior, but I couldn't shake off the feeling of guilt for keeping this secret, especially when it comes to Desi. And she has a right to know. I'm going to disclose this complete chat history for the record. I am an adult woman. Okay.
So well, obviously I was very upset with her for not showing me her giant black feet.
It's not real.
She's an adult.
I was going to give her $9 to show me her giant black feet, and she wouldn't do it. And I'm just, it's very heartbreaking to me.
Let's get into the logs, because first of all, I understand that you're trying to be sarcastic, like you're innocent and this is all fake and everything, Buggy. I get it. But we have the top ape expert on the show, Nicholas DiOrio. If you guys watch his YouTube channel, he covers nothing but
all the time.
Yep.
All right, so let's get into these DMs. It looks like on March 22nd of 2024, this individual said, "Hey, Boogie, I just want to let you know that I'm a huge fan of both you and the show. Keep shining." You respond by saying, "Hey there, I appreciate that. I'm glad you're enjoying the show." Are these real DMs?
No, obviously not, no.
You didn't tell a fan that you appreciate them and glad they're enjoying the show.
I mean, that much could be real, but this didn't actually happen. But that's the kind of thing I would say. But keep reading. You'll see things that I would obviously never say.
Okay. The person says, "I can't believe you actually replied. I honestly didn't expect it, and now I'm kind of freaking out." Boogie responds, "If anyone should be nervous, it's me. It's not every day that I get to talk to a pretty girl. At least I assume that's you in your profile picture." Now, did you say that?
No, obviously not. I've been talking to pretty girls since 1995. I used to work in the porn industry. I'm pretty numb to attractive women at this point. You've seen the women that I've been out with. You know.
Go ahead, Wings.
Oh, this is a proof.
The whole thing right here is I met Boogie at the fight, and there was like this press conference at the fight.
Yep.
And Boogie basically walked around with like a $100 bill in his hand and told every woman in the room that she's the most beautiful woman he's ever seen in his life.
He's right about, except for the $100 bill part. That ain't real. But yes, that's
but like yes. That's the only thing that's keeping me believing like all this has some level of credence to it, is because the guy who's creating you or recreating you is doing such a good job, because you have zero real life game.
Oh my God, are you kidding me? I would never in my life. This is the worst game you could have. Hey, if anyone should be nervous, it's me. That's no woman has ever responded positively to that.
Now, Nick,
like, oh, I'm a small bean.
You've tried it before?
No. I mean, Nick, probably as a teenager, but not as an adult.
Nick, can you guess who's talking, like, right before Boogie was speaking? Do you know who that is?
What do you mean, Wings?
Oh, that, yeah. Okay, so you recognize this voice.
Well, it seems like he lost it, but yeah, it's definitely Wings. The Southern drawl. No, I don't think these messages are real, because Boogie hasn't talked about killing himself once yet.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That is normally how I trauma bond. I'm like, are you suicidal? If so, we might kill each other together, but first let me see your giant black feet.
Boogie, we had two interactions, and our second one was, if I shoot this guy on my lawn, you have to avenge me by defending me on YouTube.
Yeah, I was hoping you would, man. Yeah.
We
can talk about that a little bit later if you want, by the
way. We have a big dono, $50. Crazy how Keem can make sock accounts for this forced drama thread, but brother will still get it, an unbanning. I definitely forced all this. All right, well, let's continue with this. What else is being said in here? The person says, "No, thank you. It's so nice of you to say. Yes, it's me. It's a rather old picture. This is moving all the way up to April 4th. I love to see what you look like now." The woman says, "Boogie, are you flirting with me?" You respond, "Maybe. Me and you, no. Maybe Wait, what the fuck? Maybe me and you know I've been having problems. It would be nice to have someone to talk to. It goes on
what
to say
problems. What I mean, not mental health problems, but like what problems was having on 404 that they would be for?
Okay, well, Boogie, have you went to your DMs on Discord to see if you were talking to any fans?
I don't use Discord, so that's easy. I don't use Discord.
So you're saying that no matter what, none of this is real. Not even one of these images is real.
I don't. Ask Tommy. Tommy had to teach me to use Discord. I don't use Discord.
I did have to teach you, but that doesn't mean you don't talk to anybody. Let's be honest.
No, I don't.
Keem, have you put on word to get this girl on the podcast yet? Have you said if she wanted to come on and talk about it?
No. I don't know how to reach. I guess you can reach people.
You'd be hard pressed to find if this is a girl.
Yeah, they used a sock puppet account, like a throwaway account or something, right? It's Eastern-Blackberry77. So this is just like this is like beginning grade school troll up, you know? Yeah. But then even if you look at these comment sections, like number one, this is not how I talk to a woman. This is also not how I talk to anybody. Secondly, even when you look at the comment section, they're like, no, you can clearly see these images are doctored and stuff like that. But listen, keep going, because this gets really good. This is hilarious. So keep going.
Well, it gets to the point where you make a phone call with this individual, right?
Sure.
After the phone call, the person says, hey, sorry, I was on my laptop. I'm free now, though. You respond by saying, hey, I can't talk, but I can hear you. Because I'm not alone right now. How are you? Can you turn your camera on? You look very nice. Do you want to masturbate for me? Sure, later is fine. I like your socks. I bet they're comfy. God, I bet your feet smell nice. Can you take your socks off, beautiful? I would like to lick them. Can you call me worthless? Would you piss all over me?
And this is supposed to be a black woman, right? There's something about that in here. And when I scanned it, I'm sure you already know, but I love black girls. I've never told anyone this, but back when I was single, I paid two black women to dominate me and have sex. The last thing I want in the world is to be dominated.
Yeah,
that's the opposite of what I'm into.
Your argument is
also the feet thing. Let me be honest. The feet thing does not make sense to me. What any feet men that are out there, what do you do to the feet? Do you put them in you? Do you suck on? What do you do to the feet? I don't understand why you're attracted to feet.
Yeah, that's gross.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Still make sense. Your argument still, but everything, your entire argument. I'm not saying this is true, Boogie, but your entire argument is this isn't true because I would never do that. There's no way to prove that one way or another. Yeah, like that's what everybody. Well,
I
mean, would say.
I guess that's fair.
I never talked to a good girl like that. No, I would never do that. Well, prove you would never do that. You can't prove it.
I mean, at the end of the day, anybody could accuse me of anything, and it's going to stick.
Sure,
right.
So fair enough. But you sound like somebody that's guilty.
I'm not.
How do you see this, Wings? Do you think he's innocent? Do you think he's guilty?
I think he's innocent personally, because like he's been under the fire so long.
Get the sling blade. You put gas in it.
I feel so bad. I told Wings if he doesn't show up, he's getting Connored. And like you're pretty sick, bud. You're pretty goddamn sick.
I'm also high on promethazine and Dayquil, so like I'm loopy as hell.
Yeah, that's great. Well, thank you for showing up. I will say, I have my person, and I don't really feel the need for anything else. I don't think there'll ever be an opportunity that I'll ever seek another person. I certainly wouldn't want to hurt myself or Desi that way, like destroy what we have or hurt her or anything like that. But beyond that, this is just not something I would seek out. I don't really enjoy online interactions. I like never watched Desi masturbate on camera. I've always been in real life person. I paid for in real life interactions. I don't pay for online interactions. That doesn't
you've never paid for porn in your life.
I paid for porn, But I haven't paid for like, oh, get on live camera and let me see your butthole. Like that does not appeal to me at all. Live shows.
Okay, well, you said you were a real life guy, so I was wondering, like, have you ever, I don't know, got a Brazzers subscription or bought an OnlyFans thing or anything like that?
No, when I wanted to spend my money on women, I would spend them on having interactions with women, going out with women, hanging out with women. I did the sugaring thing.
No,
the sugaring
thing was online for me. No, hold on. I swear to God, when the whole internet was like super lefty and like pro sex worker, you were a subscriber to a bunch of girls' OnlyFans. I swear that's a thing. How am I remembering this?
I think I checked out a few in 2020 just to see what people are doing on an OnlyFans, and I had every intention of starting my own, which I did. I mean, I have one. Go check it out. It's all shirtless photos. Nothing worse than you see on my timeline anyway, but I wanted to learn the ins and outs of OnlyFans, and I did check out the website and figure all that out. But I've always been pro sex work. My mom did sex work, right? I'm 110%. I've always been 110% pro sex work.
Didn't she do it on you?
Go against your mom.
The only way this story gets better if Boogie is is the result of her sexual activities.
No, I'm not Charlie Kelly from Always Sunny.
Time out. We got two announcements. One, we have a poll going on. Is Boogie guilty? Currently, 60% of the audience thinks that Boogie is, in fact, guilty. Plus, we have a $50 dono saying, Boogie talked to me like this in DMs. I have a lot of empathy for poor victims that had to deal with this madman.
Oh, God.
Because I was not there, too. I'm not black, and he didn't ask for a fee. One for me, one for the hooker. I was the hooker.
Always the hooker, yeah.
I don't think you did it. You're just your argument. I wouldn't do that. It's not an argument. It's not even a defense.
Give me a defense. How do I prove? What would be that?
You probably have to take a screenshot of your, and it wouldn't be circumstantial. Well, but
can't you delete your Discords and stuff?
Boogie, it would be better than what you're doing.
I can screen share if you want to see my screen, though.
Yeah, do that. And while you're doing that, let's talk about this for a second. So your mom's a whore, huh?
Is your mom still alive?
No, my mom died in 2009. Yeah, but my mom, she traded pain medications for sexual favors because she was a junkie, and I found out later, you know, my girlfriend's uncle, one of the ways they interacted was like she would give him pain pills and he would give her.
Why would you tell anyone? Why would you tell anyone? I would never. I would,
years. Who cares?
I would
who cares?
Never tell the internet that my mother sucked for a Laura Town.
She would pay for sex with the Laura Taps. She had access to pain meds. She would give them away in exchange for big, long blacks. And I don't like my mother. Remember, this woman abused me, so I'm here to throw her under the bus all the time because the woman abused me.
She's
been dead for 15 years. Who are we protecting at this point? Who cares?
Would she die of AIDS?
I gotta say, my grandmother did it way better. Like, my grandmother
would yours too?
No, she never traded for sex, but like, my grandmother was a pimp. She would go around and she would buy up everybody else's pain medication and hoard it to the end of the month and then jack the price up when everybody else was out.
That's smart.
Gangster.
Hold on. I'm trying to figure out how to share my full screen. No, hold on. Let me figure out how to share my screen.
You gotta be fucking kidding me. Your mother would buy dick with Laura Tabs.
Yeah. That's how most of her interactions with Johnny, and also, oh God, I hope he's not still alive. I probably should mention that. But there was another male figure in my life that would routinely have sex with her in exchange for, but he might still be alive, so I don't want to say his name.
How did you know?
So
when they were having sex, she tell you that?
My mother had nothing.
The headboard hitting the wall in that trailer in West Virginia.
Remember, for the last 2 years I lived at home with my mother, I didn't have a room. I kept my under a couch and I slept on a couch, right? So there was no privacy in this tiny little hole we lived in. Yeah. But on top of that, I mean, she didn't really feel the need to hide anything she did or said. You know?
So wait, your father wasn't in the picture, right?
Well, he had a stroke about 8 years prior to all of this.
So he wasn't...
Well, I mean, like,
Were you raised by your mother or raised by your father?
I was raised by my mother. I took care of my father.
Okay.
Starting at the age of 12, I took care of
him. So you were raised by your mother, so you learned everything from your mother. Your mother bought hookers, and you bought hookers.
Yes. Who knew? Mm. Who knew? Who knew?
Was your mother also fat?
Yes.
No, she was beautiful and skinny.
She was apparently beautiful in her early 20s. But I'm a bad judge of it. I have in the, I have a portrait of her in her 20s that she left me in her will that I just put in the attic 10 years ago. And it's just been, or since 2015, it's just been sitting there ever since. I might bring it down and show it one day, but I think she was attractive when she was like 20. My dad must've seen something in her, but how do you fucking share your screen? Normally it's really easy, but now I don't see it.
Yeah, I need to know how to do that. I need to know how to do that for our next story for sure.
Share your screen.
So I guess we're just coming to the conclusion that Boogie's innocent.
Yeah, I mean, we would have to because I am.
But the chat's saying 62% guilty.
I mean, these are the same people who think I fake my cancer. These are the same people that think I fake my parental abuse stories. These, you know,
you fake the swatting. It's not really out of the realm of possibility.
I did not fake the swatting, Nick, but I did
you
change.
You just gave the all dates. The wrong details.
I changed the date. I changed the dates. That
I know,
is
but
true.
I can't think, dude, that thing bothers me the most because I can't think of anything more stupid, right? There's these people that are watching your every movement, right? And you just lie about this police contact that never took place.
Take place. It took place that summer. I said it took place in December, but it took place that summer.
It was also like a wellness check, not a swatting, right?
Yeah, it was a weaponized wellness check, which is the same thing. You know, because in Northwest Arkansas, when you do a wellness check,
it's not the same thing.
Hold on. Let me speak. Let me speak. Every time they send do a wellness check in Northwest Arkansas, they send the fire department, they send a full fire truck, they send an ambulance, and they send a police unit. So the entire neighborhood knows what's happening. And they sent either two or three in that year, which the year I think was 2018 to 2019, even before I was talking about being suicidal, even privately to people, right? And that's why I've always considered them to be weaponized welfare checks. Because it was a form of harassment. It wasn't because I was suicidal or I was talking about being suicidal.
I agree that they weaponized it
negatively with me.
But like a swatting and a welfare check is completely different. The police come with different attitudes.
Oh, they still can't
think you're actively shooting people. The other expect to find a dead body.
Yeah. Oh, I will tell you that they still came with their hands on their weapons. I can promise you that.
Real quick, we got another $50 donation. We're not going to take your word for it when you've lied so much referring to Boogie.
Yeah, exactly.
Remember when you lied about getting doxxed and then saying it was weaponized well checks? Like, so even the chat's picking up on this.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, like I said, I'm at a point where you can accuse me of anything and it's always going to stick and there's nothing I can really do.
But how do you weaponize wellness checks on someone who's so often suicidal?
Well, I wasn't. Right? Like, these started when I wasn't.
I got hit with a weaponized wellness check and it, like, the fire department's actually kind of hostile, especially when they think you're wasting their time because, like, they're not really to deal with the public.
Boogie, if you can't right click on your picture right now and hit share screen,
is that all it takes?
Okay. I think so. I it's something like the that.
Profile, mute, deafen, focus show this camera. Person, apps, change video background, show my camera, show non-video participants. Hold on, I'll just Google it.
By the way, there's going to be some downtime because after Boogie figures this out, I have to figure it out. Cause I've never known how to do it. That's part of the reason why, you know, I've reacted to, you know, different pieces of content without you guys. I don't know how to do the share screen thing to make
Okay. Hold on. Let me walk you through it. Launch the Discord app, start a voice call or video call, tap share screen. And if you don't see this menu, swipe up for more options. What does that mean? Swipe up. How the f- you swipe up?
Doing it on a phone. You hit share screen.
Tommy, you know how to do this, right?
Yeah.
Where is it on this giant
lower left hand corner? Click on corner. Share screen.
How do you guys run this show?
I don't know.
I don't.
How many retards does it take to hit the share screen button on Discord?
Nick, we get over here We don't sit on Discord all damn day.
Wait, what? It's under your camera.
Talk to him.
No, yeah. Wait, it's not. I think you're saying it's...
I'll walk you through.
Let me take a screen.
I see it now. I got it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I'm about to dox a shitload of people and their tags.
I see it. I know how to do it now.
Yeah, I see it now, too.
I see it.
I don't give a shit.
Most important, Matt, if you go to share screen, you also have to check share system audio if you do it by screen. If you do it by application, you don't have to do that. But if you do it by screen, that needs to be checked.
Okay, so
here's my chat. Here's everybody I've talked to. And it's all just people related to the show, other than like people randomly sending me messages. And as you can see, just like any other message.
Who's Derek? Wait. Who's Derek?
Who's Derek? I don't know. Who's Dawson?
We're getting doubled up.
Who's Ed? Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah.
We're getting double audio.
Yeah, you got to uncheck it for that.
You can mute his window.
How do I do that?
You see the little volume button on the right side? Yeah, there we go.
The double up. Okay, so who's Derek? Is that the DSP fanboy?
I don't know. Let's see. This is a message from 2020. Hi, Boogie. I've been following you for a while on socials and always have been too nervous to reach out publicly. Wow. And then I added him 3.5 years later when I was trying to reduce my friends request list to be able to add people for the show. So yeah, that's whoever Derek
look
is.
How far down is that from the top? Oh God. Oh, I totally believe. Oh no. Go all the way up. Could be.
Well, I want to say this. We just got a $222.22 donation saying hire more Wee Todds. We're on it. we are on it. Awesome.
Speaking about hiring Wee Todds, I got thrown under the bus for a bad file, which my file wasn't bad.
Okay. Yeah, we'll get into that. how do I f-ing remove Boogie's f-ing
now? I'll stop sharing it.
Yeah.
He's got to stop sharing it.
Okay. Yeah, we can talk about it. You want to talk about it now? We want to get it out of the way? Because we got other stuff to get to. I'll get it out of the way.
I'm pretty much done with it. It's like I got thrown under the bus for having bad audio. And I'm like, no, my file was clean all the way through.
All right. Okay. Nick, we might have you on later. Thank you.
Yeah, hey, thanks for coming on, Nick.
Can I ask one question?
Yeah.
What's the deal with this? Because I feel like this is a public concern that I was wondering about. So Boogie made a weird, vague tweet. I don't know if it's been deleted, about Frank Castle apparently doing something horrible, but like for the good of the internet, we'll never know what it was.
Yeah, I deleted that for a reason. It's not something I'll talk about publicly ever.
You and I can have a
private conversation
about that. Who's got a screenshot of this tweet?
I put it in the chat.
Yeah. I said, now that I'm no longer on probation, I can speak freely. I'm aware of some of the things that Frank has done that the internet, for good reason, will never know about. I can't speak of them publicly, and neither will the other people involved. But the world, or at least a few other people, would have been better off if I had buried his ass that day. And I do genuinely believe that, but I immediately realized the people who have confided in me would not want me saying even that, and I'm going to stay quiet after that.
What lands in that perfect realm of like did something demonstrably bad, but
I will tell you privately. I will tell you privately because the person that's involved would be further hurt by me discussing this publicly.
Right, but I'll be glad to tell you. You understand? Like this sounds like you're accusing him of like a crime.
Two seconds. Yeah. Let me just read this, okay? Slowly, because he went through it fast. Now that I am no longer on probation, I can speak freely. I am aware of something Frank has done that the internet, for good reason, will never know about. I can't speak of them publicly, and neither will the other people involved, but the world, or at least a few people, would be better off if I buried his ass that day.
Yes. So, I'll be glad to tell any of you, I'll tell any of you guys privately, but the third parties involved would not want me to speak publicly about it. It was a stupid lapse of judgment.
I bet they wouldn't want to do what you did either.
Exactly. It was a stupid lapse of judgment.
So there is an allegation against Frank Castle that Boogie knows about.
Yes.
And what? Now it seems like you're kind of sweeping up.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. I'm going to.
Yes, I am.
Yes, I'm going to sweep it up. I'm going to absolutely bury it because I do not want the third parties to be harassed any further.
It will be interesting how Frank handles it.
Oh, he'll just, Boogie's lying. He's a piece of shit. Smoking liar. He's just trying to stir I'm going to show up at his house and call him the N-word a bunch more times.
Yeah, Boogie, think about it this way. Maybe you'll get lucky and Frank Castle will show up at your house at the same time.
And they'll kill each other.
It's the same time Flaming Star is there and they'll get into an epic battle.
Oh, that'd be so funny. It'd be good, man.
Yeah, I still, now that I can talk freely about the Frank Castle thing, though, I will say some things about that day. What I always thought was so interesting is he showed up at the time that this air conditioner guy was here. And I just want to give a huge shout out to air conditioner repair guy, because Frank is in the yard doing his like beta male. Look at me. I'm a Boogie Shard. I'm a big boy. You know, and like preparing to call me the N-word a bunch of times and stuff, and like trying to work up the balls to say, I'm going to call that boy the N-word, you know. And this air conditioning repair guy doesn't know what he's involved in. He's just like fixing my so Frank's at the front door, and I figured out pretty quickly what's going on. So the air conditioning repair guy, him and I had chatted about our dogs. He was playing with my dogs, talking to my dogs. And I'm like, you're a dog guy, right? Will you hold my dog while I deal with this? He's like, sure. So when you look at the photo, that classic photo that got mean to death, a lot of people think that's my roommate holding Sammy. That is not. That is random air conditioner repair guy holding my dog. And it's so funny. I'm as happy as I am that that guy helped out that day. He fucked the pooch as well, because what? He obviously, we called the cops. And as I was like talking to Frank, my roommate was calling the cops, right? Air conditioner repair guy said, hey man, the cops are on their way. If he had not said that, Frank might have been there long enough for the cops to have at least talked to him, possibly arrested him before he fled the state. So I'm so grateful for air conditioning repair guy. Like, thank you for putting up with it. If you ever see this, I've always wanted to give you a bigger public shout out. I'm glad I can do it here on this platform. It's so cool that you were that cool about it that day. So cool that you wrangled my dog. I just really wish you hadn't mentioned that the cops are coming, man. Because it could have played out completely fucking different.
Wasn't the objective just to get the danger off of your property?
No!
As quickly as possible?
The point was to get this guy justice for the he was doing.
Wait, let me get this straight.
Her in front of your house instead of just like.
I went back. There were blanks. You were never going to kill that guy. They were blanks.
That's the other thing that we can talk about.
Wait.
Okay. Before we get into that, this is driving me nuts. All right.
Yeah.
First of all, the air conditioning guy is holding your dog and he's saying the cops are coming to eliminate the fucking threat. And you have the nerve to complain. Why even bring it up?
Because 2 minutes later, the cops, by the time Frank and his accomplice were in the car, because that man, by the way, cannot drive a car. At least he couldn't back in 2020, by the way. This man, who is too afraid to drive a vehicle back in 2020, needed an accomplice to drive him here. And him and his accomplice drove away. And the cops showed up 2 or 3 minutes later. And so I think it would have come out completely different. Some justice could have been served had the cops had the opportunity to speak with him. And I just think it sucks that that's not how it played out.
$50 dono, Boogie, you've said that you've had a plan to off yourself for at least a decade now, and you honestly thought people were going to be worried about you. You've been saying this your entire YouTube career.
I've been telling you since 2020, I'm no longer suicidal. Nobody gives a shit, right? You guys are like, oh, you're still suicidal. No, I'm not.
And then Ken says, why would you even bring up something you can't talk about? Like, I know a secret, but I can't talk about it.
Now. I'm no longer on probation.
Sorry, they send $50, so stop interrupting them. No reason to ever say anything, to just put it out there unless you wanted attention from it. So, yeah, I immediately deleted it.
I had hoped nobody saw it. I immediately deleted it. It's just a stupid lapse of judgment. I was thinking about myself, and I was thinking about my beef with Frank, and I wasn't thinking about the third parties involved.
I haven't heard from Wings. Wings, what do you think about this?
I think it's fucking stupid. I think that air conditioner story was the most boring shit in the planet.
Yeah, all right. That's fair.
So what's the deal with the blanks? You had blanks in the gun?
Why would I have access to bullets?
Okay, so why did you get arrested? Why did you get arrested? It wasn't the whole point. Hold on. Stop talking over me. The whole point of you getting arrested is because you shot a gun, you shot a bullet that could have potentially landed on a school. The entire internet said this. And yeah, not once right? have you said, hey, guys, I was actually shooting blanks. Why?
Because talking about it during the case was going to make it worse. I offered to show them that gun that day. They refused to look at it.
After I don't think it matters if you had blanks or not.
Honestly, Boogie, you were live texting me during the situation. You never once mentioned blanks.
Because if it gets out, it's going to make the situation worse.
You're telling me that you're going to kill him on
because
your
own. Because the entire reason this prosecutor went after me, number one, it doesn't matter whether they're blanks or not. It's still dangerous.
How does it make the situation matter?
Pulling the gun on yourself. Are you going to shoot yourself with a blank?
How does it make this the good point, Nick? How does it make the situation worse, right? When you're saying, look, when you shoot a bullet in the air, it can land on someone, right? It can hit someone, right? That's the whole reason why you got in trouble. That's why everyone was mad at you.
I got in trouble is because the gun is real, and because even firing a blank is dangerous. And the DA saw the opportunity. I've told you this 100 times. The DA told my lawyer he saw an opportunity to make a name for himself and look tough on gun crime.
It doesn't matter. The DA is not your friend. They're your enemy. The DA is the one pressing the charges. So why didn't you go out and do multiple interviews and say, hey, look, this was a blank. I shot a blank.
It wouldn't have helped. It would have made things worse.
It wouldn't have made a difference.
The entire reason the DA was mad is because he thought this was a YouTube stunt gone wrong.
When he told me he shot the blanks, I went back and looked at the video, and you can clearly, because it's not loud enough. I was in the Army. I was around a bunch of guns. I don't know why I didn't pick up on it earlier. Bullets crack. Blanks just pop, and a big puff of smoke, and there's a lot of smoke after he fires. Those are blanks.
You should have blanks. If you go back and look at it, you can hear the sound. You should have said that.
The DA wasn't going to come back. It's just going to piss him off more. The entire reason this DA went after me is because he thought it was a YouTube stunt gone wrong.
Okay, hold on.
You want to make an example of me.
Hold on, Boogie. Don't interrupt. All right, I want to know Nick's opinion. Nick is an optic guy, right? Should Boogie have came out and said, hey, it was a blank, or just stayed silent?
Tommy's probably right. It wouldn't have helped him with the courts.
Not legally.
And honestly, it probably would have made him look worse because he didn't even look like he was going to defend himself. He just brought a gun out to scare Frank. I think the optics, he would have looked like more of a pussy.
Thank you.
There was not a single person that told me I should come forward without that. Not a single person.
Yeah, I didn't either. You're probably right. I just thought it was funny.
I might pull the gun on myself, Nick. You have to tell my story.
Can I ask a question? Like, what? I was under the impression you borrowed that gun. Why do you have blanks for a gun that you borrowed? Like, it seems premeditated.
Because I'm a YouTuber. You know, have you not seen the videos I did with McJuggernuggets where I shot a blank at him? Blanks are fun. Guns are fun. It's fun to put that in YouTube.
You can kill people with blanks, though, Boogie.
Like, I said the exact same thing to Jesse on the day. I fired one at his dad, right? But it seems like an interesting thing. It seems like it would be a fun thing to do. It seems like it would be a fun bit. So I got blanks in the hopes that one day I would use them. But we're not walking around here with loaded guns. I don't like guns. Go back and look at how many times I've told you guys. I don't like guns. I don't want to own a gun. I would rather put a bullet in my head than somebody else. That's a tweet that people threw at me over and over and over again since the Frank Hassel thing. Over and over and over again. I said it. I'll say it again. I don't like guns. When they took my guns away from it, it didn't matter because I don't like the things. I don't want them. I don't like being near them. They make me extremely uncomfortable.
$50 donation. A blank can kill someone if you put the gun directly to the head. And if you were 10 feet away, so you're lying. It would have made your case so much better, to be honest. But you can't. You're a pathological liar. Who doesn't know fact from fiction?
Well, my lawyer discussed the blanks with the DA. The DA said that if we would like, that could be our defense in court, but it didn't matter, and we pled out anyway.
Yeah, you fired a dangerous weapon in school. It's nothing to do with their bullets.
I'm not in a school zone. I fucking hate that. Why are you dumb? Look at a goddamn map, you fucking retard.
Wait, what were you hit for?
What was your charge for?
Nick, do you have anything else before we let you go? We have a whole.
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
All right, guys,
go check. 2396 North Berkeley Drive. Look it up right now. Tell me that I'm in a score zone.
All right, so you are. So all right, then I'll concede if I was wrong. But so, what were you brought in for?
Aggravated assault against my neighbors.
Aggravated assault. Okay.
Yeah.
If you're interested in rape, go check out Nicholas DiOrio. His channel's aggravated assault against your
neighbor. So then, hold up. You could have beat that case, Boogie.
Here's how I decided to plead out, right?
Let me finish my thought, Boogie. I don't have much voice.
Go ahead.
Cops are not allowed to basically coerce a crime out of people. So cops would have to go door to door asking neighbors, did they feel like they were assaulted to get that crime? He basically pencil whipped that crime on top of you without a victim. You would easily beat that in court with even a basic lawyer.
So here's where my lawyer set me down, and I'll tell you, I think if we went to court, we would have beat it. But number one, it was going to cost more money, which I was running out of, and which I did, right? Spent $27,000 to get that far, and I didn't have more to spend. And I knew better than ask the internet.
I just think it's so crazy that, Boogie, you are the biggest pussy I know, but... Sure. But you're also like a felon for shooting guns, buying hookers, pimping out your girlfriend. You got all this gangster stuff about you, but you're like literally like the biggest herb ever.
I haven't heard that in years.
It's so funny.
But again, my lawyer set me down and he's like, look, you have a sweetheart deal here. You're going to get 2 years of supervised probation. You'll never have to go into pissing it up. You're never going to have to do anything. You should take this rather than spend the money.
Okay, said, Boogie.
I like going to court. I would let me finish for a change. I like going to court. I would like to represent in court. It could be fun, but it could also turn out poorly for you. They're going to subpoena Frank. They're going to subpoena Keemstar. This is going to be a tremendous fucking circus, and you're probably not going to benefit from it. So do you want to sit there and watch Frank tank the stand?
You had a horrible lawyer. You had the worst lawyer ever. But listen, there's only one person on this panel that has passed the bar exam. The qualifications in South Carolina are pretty light. But go ahead, Wings. What's your legal opinion here?
My legal opinion is Boogie's lawyer wanted to just swipe under the rug, and he didn't actually want to go through it because you would have won that case 99 out of 100 times.
Yeah, would you put your ass in the line like that, do some hard time, or just walk out of it? You talk tough and said if you got to do the time, it's a whole different thing.
What time is there? Like, there's no
what
time there.
What time are you looking at? The aggravated assault, you get 10 years for that, Wings.
Yeah, that's if you're
going to jail for the fucking ground.
That's also, he's like a celebrity and they're trying to make an example of him.
Yeah,
no, don't listen to these guys, but
I got 2 years unsupervised probation. I've never pissed in a cup. They've never come to my home. Right. I've never had to do anything. It literally was like nothing. And with the first offender rules in the country, if I get my money back up to a comfortable place, I can easily get this expunged.
Look at it this way.
I don't plan to do another one.
How would the DA prove that you violently assaulted your neighbors?
He didn't have to. Under the state aggravated assault in Arkansas. Hold on, let me look it up.
There ain't a fucking jury of your peers that would have put you away for 10 years. There is
not in
no
the fucking fuck, South. Not in the fucking South. I'm trying to say somebody comes to my door.
What if there was a bunch of media going into that and the jury saying this guy's pulling a YouTube
then you
prank.
Have your lawyer put
everybody's
a
sick of those YouTube pranks
dude everybody because Tommy if that was the case, everybody would be forced to defend Boogie, and then you'd have other media that comes out exposing the other media for being wrong. It would have been a whole thing.
Not the normies. The normies were
yes
the ones
yes they would
with.
Have yes, they would have. What Boogie listen, should shut up, shut up. What Boogie okay. should have done is Boogie should have campaigned. He should have campaigned for his innocence. It was a blank. I was being harassed. He was a true victim in that scenario. He should have went on every podcast, every interview. He should have fought the law and he would have won. That's what you should have done.
We would have got caught lying in the process on something. You did the right thing, Boogie. You're crazy.
We all know I had a lot of public support back then, and especially now, right? I should absolutely throw this onto the court of public opinion, that will work out well for me. Listen, here's what they charge me with. This is what I pled guilty to. Aggravated assault. A person commits aggravated assault in the state of Arkansas if they display a firearm in such a manner that creates a substantial danger of death or serious physical injury to another person. And I did exactly that. And there was video evidence of me doing it, and there was a confession of me doing it. It didn't matter if there was bullets or blanks in the gun. Displays a firearm in such a manner that creates a substantial danger of death or serious physical injury to another person.
So the whole court case would have been this. Whether, here's the thing. Look, you could, it'd be, to get killed by a blank at that distance is very slim, but it's not impossible. So the prosecutors have been arguing you could have killed somebody, therefore you're in violation of law. And your defense attorney said, well, they were never in danger, and that means you're throwing into a jury who could have been sullied by the media and just wanted to throw a YouTuber in jail to teach him a lesson. You did
that's
the right thing.
By the way, and that's exactly, and so again, he's talked to Pine, my lawyer, but here's what my lawyer said. He goes, Boogie, I would tell you every time I've ever seen a jury trial, it's a popularity contest. So I have to ask you the question.
Exactly.
Do you think you can convince 11 people to like you? And I'm like, I don't think I can convince one fucker to like me. Much less 11 strangers.
At the same time,
you're
not getting the maximum sentence.
I know, but every
you're gonna prison for a year.
Every bit of the that you went through this process was all worth it for that one f-ing line. That one f-ing line. Can you convince 11 people to like you?
That's funny. You're absolutely correct.
It's like your lawyer's throwing out castle doctrine. Your lawyer's throwing
out
like
castle, 21 there was, foot at the time, there was no castle
doctrine. There was none because he left the f-ing castle.
No. I seen the video. He was still standing in the easement.
No, the law did not exist in the state of Arkansas at the time. There was no castle doctrine in this state.
And not in that way, anyway.
I had a duty to retreat in the state of Arkansas.
Okay.
Did it broke your glass? If you tried to climb in your house, it would have been a different story. You went out to meet him.
Well, Carolina is different. I can go all the way out to the road in South Carolina, and
he ain't in South Carolina. Yeah.
Okay, chat. Do you want to stay on this, or do you want to move on to something else?
I got another point.
Go ahead.
Okay. 21 foot rule is also goes into effect as well with self defense. Like if somebody's within 21 feet of you, you construe them as a threat. You're allowed to use up to lethal force against them. This is how cops shoot people.
Well, I don't know about the state of Arkansas, but
that's universal.
Yeah.
It's universe, not New Jersey. Jesus.
Hey, you want to work in New Jersey, New York, any blue state, California? Every cop that tries to get away with murder goes with the 21-foot rule.
Yeah, but they're cops. And Boogie's Boogie.
Well, if it's good for them, it's good for us.
No, it isn't. What are you going to do when you're going to jail and getting butt? You're going to say, yeah, it's no fair.
You're not
going to
get butt in jail, Tommy.
In jail. Hard.
Have you experienced this, Tommy?
Yes, you would. No, I know people. I experienced pussies before, and they get butt in jail.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I spent about 5 hours in jail, and I was not going to make it there.
You weren't in prison either. That's nothing. By the way, that's nothing.
I was in a detention center with nothing.
And
I'm too pretty.
Yeah, Boogie was going to make it in
jail. Peanut butter sandwich and cold.
Boogie wasn't going to make it in jail because they only fed him 3 times a day. That wasn't enough.
No, actually, so I did a lot of research because I thought I was going to jail and became obsessive about it. So I was watching a lot of videos. Most prisoners eat exclusively from commissary, and you can get a lot of commissary. In fact, some people get fat in jail that were skinny on the outside because they can't move around, and the diet is truly awful. They're eating onions and Skittles to survive.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
All right.
The army.
So moving on, let's talk about Wings' audio. Let's get this section done and over with. And then there's like this viral clip that we got to show you. This is fucking
insane.
There's
not really nothing to talk about. You got?
And then we have Blade coming on the show later with Shoe Nice, something that the fans have been begging for. We made it happen. It's happening later in the stream. Okay, your audio being up on the stream. Look, I'm telling you right now, you when you sent the audio over, it worked perfectly fine, right? You could play it perfectly fine. But something is wrong with the file. When you edit that file, it gets corrupted. And the editor kept trying over and over again, and it got corrupted every time.
I can tell you for a fact that Connor used it and it didn't get corrupted. It even showed me.
I'm just telling you, there's something wrong with the thing.
There could be something wrong with his software, King. And just it's not clicking with there's a software issue. It'll probably happen again next week too.
What are you? Well, we'll test that right away. But Wings, is your file the same as Wings and is the same as Tommy and Boogie's?
My file is set up by Tommy, so it should be exactly the same.
Do you have MP4 or MO? Do you have MP4 or MOV? No, I just told you I said I didn't know what you're using. MP4 or MOV.
It might be that, like whatever it's. I forget what is that shit even called?
Well, what does the editor want? Does he want MOV? Or does he want MP4?
Oh, that shit's dumb.
I
sound like her, but mine was MOV.
MOV?
I mean, at the end of the day, the new editor made some mistakes, right? Like, we gave him editor notes while we were recording. They missed the editor notes. We're like, show this meal. They didn't do that. You know,
he even goes, like, those look great chicken tenders. And I'm like, I didn't show this. Show you the chicken tenders.
Yeah, I know. If you look at the group chat, I'm pretty sure I said, well, those are meant. He posted that not to show you the chicken, but for the show. I also said that on the live stream when we brought it up.
In fairness to him, he did get a lot in a short period.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're gonna
Connor would have got it right.
We're gonna meet him.
Well, I would like that. That'd be fun, actually.
We're gonna meet the editor.
I'm not gonna dump on the editor.
He's in a bad
spot, man.
Yeah.
Hello. Tuba, you there?
Yo, I'm here.
What's up, Tuba?
You don't have a camera?
What up, guys? I do. I'm trying to get it on Discord real quick. Hold up.
Okay. So there's basically some concerns about the editing.
Oh, well, my camera's off.
I have a guy concerns. He's only really done two episodes. So like,
yo, I hear you. I hear you guys fully. Right. And it is, there were some of the files were MP4, some were MOV, also the frame rate. So some of them were filmed in 60 frames. Some of them were filmed in what looked like 30 frames. So all I did was I set the parameters of the sequence or the program or the file itself. I sent the parameters wrong. I didn't account for that. So it was trying to hard dry or hard like wire or force the frame rates to be the same. And because of that, every once in a while, it might have been a RAM issue.
There you go. Tell you what, why don't you tell us what kind of frame rate? Why don't you set the parameters for us, which we want, then we'll all be the same thing.
Yeah, I think
make it easier for you.
30, I think, is 30. Great. 50, I mean, yeah, 30 is great.
30 frames a second. So we'll change that. And then also Wings is like so obsessed with showing the audience his chicken fingers that were made by his wife. And that didn't get
Those were not made by my wife. We were making a point that I went and got chicken fingers from Dairy Queen. That was like $12.99 and they were these little dinky fuckers. And it was by no means a cost thing because I got $11.99 chicken tenders from like a local restaurant that were twice the size and, you know, with French fries and a drink.
I love that part of the conversation. That's my
God. Yeah.
You know what I mean? The problem is I'm also hearing the word Connor, and sometimes I thought it was just a reference to someone. I keep forgetting that was the old editor's name. Look, and it was a note to me. You know what I mean? So
look, I don't mean to be mean, but let me be the bad guy. Okay. We're putting out a high quality product here and we expect high quality editing from you. Okay.
I got nothing but respect for, especially for what Wings is going through right now. Yeah, you guys put in work.
Oh, dude, I chugged like a third of a bottle of promethazine to be on here today.
Lucky. Yeah, that sounds great.
Can I just say, I like how the current editor is willing to be like, I f***ed up, we'll fix it in the future, da-da-da-da. The last editor would be like, no, it's all your fault. You did this, you did that, you did this, you did that. Like, it came to a point, and look, nobody on this team, except for me, wanted to get rid of Connor. I was literally outvoted, I'm pretty sure. I'm not sure.
And you did it anyway.
And I did it anyways. Yeah. Because it came to a point where I couldn't work with the kid anymore. I literally couldn't. So, you know, this is not a universal thing. This is like a me thing. I hate that little I won't work with him anymore. I'm just
why not just fire him and say you didn't want him anymore? There's probably not much of a fight we could have put up. Instead, you came up with this phony docket thing, set him up for failure. And then
no, I was actually wrong about the docket completely. So I don't know if you are up to date with
everything. That's my point. That's my point. Like, you're wrong about that. That was going to be the thing you were selling to the public, and it didn't wash. So you fired him anyway.
There was no premeditated, we're getting rid of Connor. There was no premeditated thing. Everyone keeps, okay, see, this is my problem, the conspiracies. There was no premeditated, I'm getting rid of Connor, all right?
Well, here's the thing about that. I had talked to the guys on Wednesday, and I said, I'm a little worried that Keem's trying to make a move on Connor. And I said to both these guys, and this is before it happened, I said to both these, would you guys support? Because I think he's doing a pretty good job. And no disrespect to the new editor. And by the way, you seem like a really good guy. I don't know if the new editor is going to have the references to all the old school drama we talk and be able to put him in like Connor did, just because of lack of knowledge, nothing to do with his ability. I wiped last week off the thing. So we axed the guy just because you didn't like him. That's not good.
I want to say for record, let me clear up a bunch of stuff about Connor. All right. First of all, the failed Tuesday show a week ago, not Connor's fault. A little bit of Wings' fault because he didn't show up, but he's sick, right? It was all on me. It was all my fault, right? But when I was looking at the docket, for some reason, I didn't see page two. So I didn't realize it was that little. I still think the docket was but regardless, the whole reason for the show being an L was on me, not Connor. Now, when I went to go talk to Connor and have a conversation, motherfuckers, like, being rude, not letting me speak, not even let me say my point. And I just got to a point where I'm like, I'm not working with this kid anymore. This is a passion project for me. Like, I just took a cut, my first cut of this show. Like, I do this for fun. I do this because I like it, and I want to do something successful. I'm not going to be miserable because of an employee. I'm just not. So in that moment, I was like, he's gone. And yes, I did blame him at first, chat. I know I did. On show, but then I later found out it was my ups that I didn't see page two, right?
But you know what it looks like, though, Keem? It looks like you fired him because you lost the debate.
Because you lost what?
Okay, I lost the debate. I still don't want to work with him.
Or that, see, I can't argue with
you
that.
You know what I mean? It's like, I still don't, there's no, you know, I'll take all the L's. Big L Keem. I still don't want to work with him. I don't like the fucker. I don't. You know, I let him talk to me, I used it for content, whatever. You know, but it just got to a point where it's like, this fucker really has no respect for me whatsoever. And I'm at the point now where I can't even tell him what to do without him crying. And then, oh, but Tommy's my boss and you're not my boss. And like, even when
I did sign off on the docket, you know, and he did run a checklist through me on everything he did since March.
Yeah,
and I did sign again, off on everything.
Up, that's a Keem L. And remember, in the stream last Tuesday, I told everyone spam Keem L. Like, I f***ed up. My show sucked, right?
But I will go as far. Let me say, if I can, I did talk to Connor, and at the end of the day, I told him, like, I felt if you picked up, if he had picked up that night and we had it out on the show, then he, like, on the show, I can call you whatever the f- I want to call you. I can call you a monster piece of whatever, it doesn't matter. It's the show. That's the point of the show, right? It's to come here and beef it out. When you take it to somebody else's channel and get, you know, I think that's where you
fired him. What
loyalty was he? I thought he was, I don't think
that was one of the reasons I didn't want to fire him. That's one of the reasons I didn't want to fire him, because I knew exactly where he's going to go.
Yeah, but
I didn't think he was already fired at the point.
I want to make I want to make 2 points. All right. After the show, right? Remember, Connor didn't pick up during the show. I text him and I said, Connor, you're fired. And then I made a follow-up tweet or text that said, make sure you edit the new episode in a certain way, right? So he clearly wasn't fired. I was just like talking. He understood that, right? He even responded to me via text. I forgot what he said, but he was like, okay, I'll edit that. Oh, no, this is what I told him. I said, use the Friday stream, not the Tuesday stream, because the Tuesday stream was sucked. And he said, okay. But I jokingly said he was fired. Then I find out that he's over on Bo Black's stream talking all kinds of crazy shit. I go in to defend myself, right? And this is before I knew I f***ed up. At this point, I didn't even know the docket was 2 pages, right? And as I'm trying to get in the call with him and have the conversation, he kept interrupting me. And I'm just, in that moment, I was just like, no, yeah, you don't work here anymore. So I tell him, I go, you're fired. And he goes, no, I'm not. Like, that's how delusional this is. I'm telling him he's fired, and he's like, no, I'm not. So it's like, I can't work with him. I can't. And Tommy, to your point, right? You said, I didn't want to get rid of Connor because I knew he was going to go on these other shows and talk. I'm sorry, but I don't want to have an editor that's going to go on another show and talk about us.
If this guy can talk shit tomorrow if you can. What's going to stop? I wouldn't get mad at him either.
I have all different types of employees that when I fire them and we end the relationship, they don't go on streams and start talking about me.
You have years of wars with people, including with me, of people that you broke up with. And I happen to know people
a content
that talk
creator,
shit behind your back. But that, you know, that talk shit behind your back.
You're a YouTuber. I'm talking about an editor. I'm talking about an employee, right? If I fire Gino, who's been with me for 10 years, and she kills for me in my show. If I got rid of her over, oh, I just didn't like this tweet you put out, and it was real petty, Gino would never, ever, ever go public somewhere and start bashing me. Like, most people aren't like that. They're not.
I don't know, man. You told all of us to make drama, and you did the two things that you got on Boogie's case for. You got in Boogie's case for making drama on another channel, and you deleted goddamn Reddit posts.
You also made him get on his hands and knees.
I'm going to be honest with you. It would go a long way to see you on your hands and knees. To make an everybody happy. I'm just saying.
You did make Boogie do this for the same thing you went and did.
Yes.
I will not be getting on my hands and knees. That's not happening. And I will never work with Connor ever again. Like, that's literally, it's just, I'm sorry. And the new editor, right? He's got some criticism, but he's new. I promise you, Tuba will crush for this show.
Tuba, if you need any help, I'm going to send you a friend request right now or any kind of insight. I'd be more than
happy. And honestly, you seem like you've got a really good attitude. So, I mean, that's important.
Oh, I love the show. I like being there. I think Connor did a good job, you know, what he did. And it's going to be, you know, he had all the references and stuff. It'll be a little learning curve, but I'm pumped to make this stuff.
Can I say something? Wait. Tuba, did you just say something nice about Connor? Get the fuck out of here.
I'm gonna tell you something
I'm happy with Connor with. I set up the shorts with the little picture game, and those never got made. Or like Blaze started dissing Desi, and then like I hit you with the Desi thing. Those were primo short ideas.
Yeah.
And they never got made.
Nope. Yeah, I mean, throw them at Tupa, you know. I mean, like, here's the thing. I think when it comes to shorts, it doesn't have to be the current show or the current drama. I think we have a catalog to farm. I know that when I look at people's TikToks and I look at other podcast things, I see clips from a month, 2 months, 3 months, 5 months ago. As long as you're not repeating content, as long as you're not like using a short you've used before, go back to an episode 3 episodes ago, bring up a good moment, bring up a good clip. There's no reason not to do that.
We also could, with the new editor, I don't know what his editing ability is. Like, he can edit. We wanted to do like the symmetrical edits where like you ask a question and then at the end it comes back around to the question again, and that never happened with Connor. Maybe we should go down that route again.
I tell you what, we're gonna miss with Connor the most is he has unique knowledge.
I agree. Yeah.
That's what we're going to miss.
I feel like the Flame and Star episode, his editing was above and beyond.
Should I add Tuba back in? Do we want to give a little bit more advice to him? Okay.
I'm gonna have to do Connor's job and get him all the fucking videos because Connor found stuff that I wasn't even.
Yeah, I mean, look, Tuba can research. He can do all that. Before we go to Tuba, we do have a $100 donation that I want to give some love to. Saying sometimes you just can't work with someone at the end of the day. And if you have the power to make the choice, whether or not you work with them or not, then it's a wraps. But Connor should have had the freedom to say what he wanted on the show. No, I agree. He did have freedom to say whatever he wanted on the show. He didn't answer.
He's not a ball box.
he didn't answer. No, he just robbed me of the freedom of making a response. Every time I tried to say my piece, he kept interrupting me. So, look,
there's
guys,
another part of this drama team that has nothing to do with you. That I have to know. Did you know that Boogie was talking to Connor privately and supporting him? And then in the chat, he was dumping on him.
No, I told Connor exactly what I told the chat.
I think you just gave Connor a video.
No, I told Connor exactly what I told the chat, which was He said, because Connor's the one who brought it up, because at the end of the day, I bet you're more worried about the paycheck. And I'm like, absolutely, and I'm going to do everything I can to defend the paycheck. I don't want the show to fall apart. I'll go to bat if I can, but I don't think that's going to be a possibility.
And when it came down to it, you folded like a 10.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, what I care about in this world more than anything, the reason I am still alive is because I like being an entertainer. I like entertaining people. I like this show.
You lied to Connor. You're never going to stick up for him. You just admitted it now.
If this came to a vote, I would vote to keep Connor. Right now.
As soon as he went on the show.
I will vote to keep Connor right now.
Okay,
but that's not an option. Doesn't matter.
Guys, it's not an option because here's the thing, right? You know, can people with Wings and he lets them do it? People Boogie and you let them do it? Like, I don't let people be like that. I mean, he's interrupt me, won't let me talk.
Fight back like I do. Fight back, don't fire people. Like, fight back like I do. I fight back. I don't try to fuck anybody
over. But I'm not trying to fuck Connor over.
You would have came to me and said, I can't work with that guy. I would have fought for him. I would have fought with him for him. But eventually, I would have thrown in the towel and say, look, he can't work with you. What can I tell you, Connor?
Yep.
He doesn't like you.
Well, I mean, that's basically what happened. I can't, Tommy. I can't work with him. I can't. Yep. Look, me and you fought over this. We're fine. We fought about it.
I know. I'm giving Connor a little bit of leeway because of his age, and you're not doing it. And I'm older than you.
He's like calling me a retard and like, go fuck yourself. Like, go yourself, Connor.
You could have used that for content.
I know. I would have milked the ever-living out of it. I know. But then, like, when I'm like, you're fired, he's like, no, I'm not. I'm like, at this point, you just challenged me, bro.
Challenge your authority.
Now you challenge me.
Well, at least you're honest.
You know, it's like, that's what it... I'm trying to be as open and honest as possible. And again, the show up wasn't even Connor's fault. It was mine. But I only found out after the fact, after he's interrupting me, calling me a retard. Da, da, da. He refused to have a conversation with me and refused to let me say anything. He kept interrupting me.
Also, here's another thing. It's my last thing. We'll let it go after. We were on the LolCal Live podcast. We call each other retards. This is like when Snort Horgan came to me and yelled at me for making fun of 8-Bit Eric. I'm like, you run a clip channel. We're bullies. We bully people. And then Connor bullies you a little and you get canned?
Snort Hogan.
Well, Snort Hogan came to me and he said, oh, I'm going, he's getting all tough talk with me and stuff.
I'm sure you were terrified of his cartoon avatar.
It's a different scenario. It's not where like someone's coming on the show as a guest and I'm fighting with them and I'm like banning from the show. This is my employee. This is the editor of our show. It's a little different, Tommy.
Yes, I understand that. But I mean, I never considered this like, all right, in a business sense, I didn't think this was a traditional business. This is LolCal Live. We're a bunch of bullies and LolCals.
I get it. And right now, Tommy, right now, there's a lot of support for Connor for how he got fired. And I get it. Right. Mm-hmm. People are on his side. Yeah. But the week before that, they were begging me to fire him, like literally begging me. Like it was all over the Reddit. Every stream just fire Connor, fire Connor, fire Connor. So it's like,
well, you're goofing on him. You're goofing on him. They're going to start goofing on me. Yeah. Doing the same thing.
So what I'm saying is the entire chat was saying fire him. So I'm going with that context of now he's calling me retard. Like the guy literally had a ego, bro, that was getting completely out of control.
Out of control.
Like the whole, like, you're fired, and he's like, no, I'm not. Like that alone, bro. Like, I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry.
Like you said, at least you're, I can't argue anymore.
I mean, 110%. The reason I rolled over so quickly is because I've known Keen. We've known each other 12 years or longer. I was on the Bad Kids podcast when you were literally like nobody, right? I know how you work. I know how you operated. We've done stuff like the card game. I know how it's going to play out. You're going to get your way, and that's it. And I can make as big of a stink as I want, but there's no point in it. And I've got other to worry about right now. But the truth of the matter is Connor is a talented editor. Once he got whipped into shape in January, he did a good job. But the reality of it is,
no, he was reliable.
He's better than me.
Connor is reliable. Reliable, right? Forget Connor's ups in January. He was reliable. He was on time. Things got done fastly. Good skill wise as an editor, no. But being reliable is very important, and sometimes more important with a show like this. So,
But if you let me finish, but he is also young, And he just earned a very important lesson. Desi's first job ever, right? She earned this very important lesson too. You got to do what the boss tells you. And if you the boss speaks back, or you speak back to the boss, you're probably going to lose the job.
Are you? I did tell him. I did tell him that.
Yeah.
I did tell him.
And on top of all that, we do have the new editor here. So quick pointers, guys. Give it to the new editor because he's here to listen and learn.
Yeah, thank you, man. I'm glad you're here.
You have it.
Yeah. Don't make fun
number
of the
one.
Boss.
Okay, so number one, we were doing three shorts a week. I think there's room for more. And I think, just like Jordy said, there is content that got left on the floor. And if you're willing to do it, I would like to see more shorts uploaded. And obviously, don't like tick the subscriber box. Like, don't shove it into subscribers'
Boogie,
faces
before you,
they've seen it.
Boogie, before you push this, let me explain how the current system works. All right. So on Tuesdays, we don't do a short because we're doing a live stream. And that's the only notification we want to go out. On Wednesday, same thing. We have a video coming out. So no shorts on that. And then Sunday, no shorts on that. Any day that doesn't have either a video being posted or a live stream, shorts go out. I don't think we can do more than that.
Well, do we have one Saturday, Sunday, Monday?
Yes.
Oh, you're right. Okay, you're right. Okay. What about two a day? What about two a day on those days? Because that's standard practice for most platforms.
Can you do two shorts a day?
I mean, if he can.
Two shorts a day for those three days you're talking about?
Yeah.
Or just in general? As an editor, dude, like, there is so much stuff on the cutting room floor, and it's wasted.
Yeah.
You guys have a lot of golden moments that don't fit into 1 minute.
Right, and I don't think, I think our older episodes don't get enough replay value. They're still very good. So if you do a short from a previous episode, and you list the episode number in it, then I think it could get us some back catalog views.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
I'm not sure that we need to do two a day, though. I would be so worried if that third notification didn't come up and it was like a live stream or something.
Okay, well, what if we don't do it on YouTube, but we do it on Reels, Insta, TikTok? What if we do it there?
That I'm fine with. But, okay. All right. Well, I mean, I think that's pretty much the gist of it. Let's try to get record to 30 frames per second in the future. 30. And, look, I'm telling you guys right now, you don't know this because you just met Tuba, but Tuba has skills that far exceed like what Connor's been able to do, but he doesn't have the knowledge. So as soon as he learns this community, learns the inside jokes and whatnot, he's going to absolutely crush and he's going to be able to make some special stuff.
I'm going to help him with that. So if we talk about what we got to do, but we got to write down something niche and then we got to get him the videos for him. That's going to be difficult.
Yeah.
Yep.
It just point me in the right direction.
All right.
That's what I have to do with you. And that means we're going to have to come.
A lot of the fans are mad at you. Anything you want to say to the fans?
We'll do better next week. Got your back.
That's what an employee's supposed to say.
There you go.
Shit. I'm taking notes, Connor.
Oh my God. I feel. Thank you, Tuba. I appreciate you. Oh my God. I feel so much better. I thought it was going crazy. I thought your employees were supposed to call you a retard.
I hate the whole term employees. I tell that motherfucker to lick my ass.
Oh, God almighty.
All right.
I have 40 issues.
Peace to you. Peace to you. I love you. Peace, Jesus. Love
that's
you. Peace
that's
you.
Something you that you're missing in your life, Boogie. Church. Why don't you go to church?
I keep thinking about it, but you know, as fat as I am, I'm like a glutton. So like, I always feel like I'm getting super judged at church for probably good reason.
Probably are.
Yeah.
Are you religious?
I'm like 10 pounds less than you. Nobody gives a man. Like, honestly,
probably all
people that care that you're fat are people that don't like you to begin with. So their ass.
I talked to God back in 2019. And him and I've been on the page, and like in the last year, I've been relearning the teachings of Christ, and I think I'm probably borderline Christian. I don't act like a Christian, but I think I believe the same thing a Christian believes now.
God will never forgive you for those hosts.
So. Yeah, probably not, man. I think the thing God will never forgive me for is the rampant blasphemy, because I used to rail against people who like believed in God. I was like, you idiots, you know.
Blade, we Blade, we got a member saying, ask Blade about telling his viewers to off themselves and trying to give them false strikes.
Oh,
ooh, that's good.
News to me. I don't know.
He's referring to the guys that were with you since you're not streaming right now. There was a screenshot that came out that saying you were like you know, I'm not even streaming. Why are you still with me? That kind of deal.
Yeah, so people are making videos about me and tagged me, so I just respond to them saying, why are you still making videos about me? I'm not even streaming anymore. Like, there's literally dudes that sit around and circle jerk all day long and do podcasts about me, and I'm not even streaming anymore. So
it's because they have a way to make money. And, like, if they don't have Blade to make the money, they're not making the rent.
Yep.
Probably not. You're probably yep. Right.
So, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. There you have it, people. Before we go, I want to thank all the members, like always. But there's someone else I also want to thank, and that is this Reddit user right here, Dwayne the Righteous, who built his own docket. Now, a lot of the stories we already had on our docket, but the fact that one of the fans took time after last week's docket issue to go build his own docket for the show, I just really appreciated that. That's fucking hardcore awesome fan. And I went as far as reaching out to that individual. I got their Twitter. We're talking now, and I think we're going to bring him in. He's going to build dockets for next week as well. Obviously, we'll do our own, but we'll add his with ours and that type of thing. So I really appreciate that. I hope today's show was good. I mean, we kind of ended on the Shoe Nice Blade thing, which was kind of boring in my opinion. But hey, the fans wanted it, and I seen some fans loving it, saying it was good. So I hope you enjoyed all that. But that's it. That's it. We are done. Done. We may be live on Friday. We might be doing an extra show this week. Just so you know, we might be live on Friday because, you know, I just want to put something out there for last week's show being so crappy. Thank you, guys. We'll see you next week. I can almost see.